Yeah. Now, our brother Larry must have drawn the short straw again, since he has to translate for me. He's not going to translate that, I don't think. Is what that means, that long pause, I think that's what that means. But we're grateful to be together in the Lord's presence again this afternoon. And we trust all that the Lord wants to speak.
我们相信, 神要向我们说话,
He'll be able to speak.
他要说他向我们说话,
in spite of the weakness of the vessels.
虽然我们器皿很软弱,
so let's turn to Zechariah 4.
我们一起打开, 撒迦利亚书第四章,
we said we would look at just one chapter in the book of Zechariah.
我们已经说过, 我们要看撒迦利亚书第其中的一章。
Now, for those of you that don't know, Zechariah is the next to the last book in the Old Testament. Last night, we looked at Haggai.
昨天晚上我们看到哈该书,
tonight, we look at this afternoon, we look at Zechariah.
今天下午我们要看撒迦利亚书。
Now, Zechariah and Haggai are considered ones of the 12 minor prophets.
哈该和撒迦利亚是十二个小先知中的两个。
Minor prophets were called that by men, not God.
这个小先知是人给他们起的名字。
In other words, there are 16 prophets to Israel.
在以色列中有16个先知。
Four considered major prophets.
有四个是叫做大先知。
Because they spoke and wrote so much.
因为他们说的话和写的章节非常长。
12 are considered minor prophets.
其中12位是叫做小先知。
Because apparently they spoke and wrote less.
因为他们说的话和写在圣经中的话语比较少。
But I think Zechariah is in sort of a gray area.
撒迦利亚书呢是在两个之间的。
He wrote almost as much as some of the major prophets. I would be thankful if we would get rid of that designation altogether.
我希望这种叫法不需要出现。
When God speaks,
当主神说话的时候,
whether it is a lot or little,
不管多与少,
that's what's important.
都是重要的。
We said last night Haggai only gave four very short messages.
昨天晚上我们提到哈该这位先知只讲了四堂的四个信息。
And only spoke for 4 months.
只讲了4个月的时间。
That was the whole of his ministry.
这是他所有的侍奉的时间。
Some people would say that's a failure.
有些人会讲到这实在是失败。
Such a short ministry.
因为这样短。
But a long ministry is not a successful ministry necessarily. It is only if God speaks,
只有在神说话的时候,
that is how we gauge the success in a ministry. The greatest public ministry was only 3 short years.
很多的服事只有3年这样的时间。
And that was our precious Lord Jesus.
那就是主耶稣他的服事。
When John the Apostle concluded his writings,
当约翰这个使徒约翰他结束他的福音书的时候,
in his gospel,
在他的福音书中,
he said if all the things that the Lord did were written down,
他说到若是把主耶稣所说的话都记下来的话,
all the books in the universe wouldn't even contain it.
就是世界上的 就不能够坐下这些书。
This ministry,
这个的侍奉,
this brief ministry,
这样一个短的一个服事的时间,
of the Lord Jesus was so powerful.
主耶稣这一段3年的时间是非常有能力的。
Look at what he accomplished in 3 years.
我们看一下我们的主在三年时间他
Well, let's look at Zechariah.
我们还是回到撒迦利亚书。
Because Zechariah is so long, we're going to just look at chapter 4.
因为撒迦利亚书比较长, 所以我们只看第四章。
I'll read a verse and then our brother will translate.
我要读一节, 然后我弟兄, 翻译一节。
Verse 1.
第一节,
and the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep.
那与我说话的天使又来叫醒我，好像人睡觉被唤醒一样。
And he said to me, what seest thou? And I said, I see, and behold, a lampstand all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and a bowl, and its seven lamps thereon, seven lamps and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof.
他问我说,你看见了什么?我说,我看见了一个纯金的灯台,顶上有灯盏,灯台上有七盏灯,每盏有七个管子。
And two olive trees beside it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on the left of it.
旁边有两棵橄榄树,一棵在灯盏的右边,一棵在灯盏的左边。
And I answered and spoke to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord?
我问与我说话的天使说,主啊,这是什么意思?
And the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these are? And I said, no, my Lord.
与我说话的天使回答我说,你不知道这是什么意思吗? 我说,主啊,我不知道。
And he spoke, and he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of Jehovah unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith Jehovah of hosts.
他对我说,这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的,万军之耶和华说,不是依靠势力,不是依靠才能,乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel, thou dost become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstones with shoutings, grace, grace unto it.
大山啊,你算什么呢? 在所罗巴伯面前,你必成为平地,他必搬出一块石头,安在殿顶上, 人且大声欢呼说,愿恩惠,恩惠归于这殿。
And the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying,
耶和华的话又临到我说,
the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hand shall finish it. And thou shalt know that Jehovah of hosts has sent me unto you.
所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基,他的手也必完成这功,你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们这里来了。
For who hath despised the day of small things? Yea, they shall rejoice, even those seven, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of Jehovah which run to and fro in the whole earth.
谁藐视这日的视为小呢? 这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛遍察全地,见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。
And I answered and said unto him, what are these two olive trees on the right of the lampstand and on the left?
我又问天使说,这灯台左右的两棵橄榄树是什么意思呢?
And I answered the second time and said unto him, what are the two olive branches which are beside the golden tubes that empty gold out of themselves?
我二次问他说, 这两根橄榄枝在两个流出金色油的金嘴旁边是什么意思?
And he spoke to me, saying, knowest thou not what these are?
他对我说,你不知道这是什么意思吗?
And I said, no, my Lord. And he said, these are the two sons of oil that stand before the Lord of the whole earth.
我说,主啊,我不知道。他说,这是两个受膏者站在普天下主的旁边。
Let's have another word of prayer. Lord, we're so grateful we can come together this afternoon.
主啊,我们何等感恩,我们可以今天下午来到你的面前。
And we know in a real way many of us may be just a little weary and tired.
我们知道我们当中或许我们有些的劳累。
But Lord, we pray for the quickening of the Holy Spirit.
我们求你给我们这个圣灵可以我们点醒我们。
That promise that if the Spirit be in you, He shall even quicken your mortal body.
那就是你给我们的应许，若是圣灵在我们当中，他可以伸出我们的身体，可以得苏醒。
We pray that you will open our spiritual ears.
我们求你打开我们属灵的耳朵。
And we pray you'll grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Him.
我们求你赐给我们对于你自己的可以了解你的智慧和启示的灵。
Lord, we confess our absolute dependence on you.
我们来承认我们要完全的依靠你。
We say like Peter said to you.
我们要像彼得对你所说的。
To whom shall we go?
我们要依靠谁呢？
Thou alone hast the words of eternal life.
唯有你有永生之道。
And once again, as we stand in your presence,
我们又一次来到你的同在中,
we say, Speak, Lord.
我们说,主啊,你说,
Thy servant heareth.
你的仆人静听。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求,
Amen. Amen. So this is only one chapter in this great prophecy.
这我们所读的是这个先知书中的一章。
This is part of the burden we started with last night.
这是我们昨天讲到的我们的这个负担的其中一部分。
It is the word of the Lord at the end of the age.
就是我们讲到在末世的时候神要为我们说的话。
Now I think we make a mistake when we think this word doesn't apply to us.
我们觉得这卷书对我们不适合，我们就犯了错误。
Look in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians.
我们可以翻到哥林多前书。
Speaking of Moses and the Old Testament history,
在讲到摩西和旧约的历史。
1 Corinthians 10,
在哥林多前书第十章，
verse 11,
十一节。
Now all these things happen to them as types, and have been written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the ages has come.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为借鉴，并且写在经上，正要警戒我们这末世的人。
So this word of the prophet, Zechariah,
所以这些借着撒迦利亚所说的话，
and as a matter of fact, the whole of the Old Testament,
甚至是整个旧约的圣经，
was typology.
是一种的预表。
It was written for us.
是为着我们所写。
It was written for us upon whom the end of the ages has come.
是为我们这些马上要临到世界的末了的人写的。
So this is the burden in my heart.
这是我心中的负担。
That in the end of the age,
就是在这个末世的时候,
we would hear the Lord's word at the end of the age.
我们可以听到神在这个时候所说的话。
And this, I believe, is His word.
这撒迦利亚书就是他说的话。
These last three Old Testament prophets,
这三章的最后三卷的书在旧约的圣经当中,
were used greatly to recover God's testimony in a time of declension and ruin.
是在神的子民的衰落的光景中被兴起来做复兴的工作。
Because of the ministry of these last three prophets,
因为这三个旧约的先知的工作,
God was able to move in such a way,
神可以使得事情得到改变,
that He could prepare the way for the coming of His beloved Son.
他可以来预备他的
You think about the impact of their ministry. They paved the way that the Lord Jesus could come to the earth.
他可以铺垫，然后使得我们的主可以来到地上。
And at the end of the age,
在这个时代的时候,
God is wanting to speak to us again.
在这个末世的时候, 主,
because He is wanting to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus to come a second time.
在这个我们所说的时代，神要预备让来迎接主耶稣第二次再来。
That's why I believe these last words are important.
这就是我相信这最后的这些话是非常的重要。
These were written for us.
这些话都是为我们所写。
Not just for them.
不只是为那时候的人所写。
And if the Spirit of God gives us ears to hear,
若是圣灵给我们能够有耳可听,
then He can prepare us for the Lord's coming.
他就可以使得我们有预备好,
and then He can open the way for the Lord Jesus to return. This is the weight of these words.
这就是这些话语的重要性。
Well, last night we looked at Haggai.
昨天晚上我们看到哈该书。
We saw how in this brief ministry he stirred the remnant.
我们看到在他的短暂的服事当中，他如何激起神的子民。
They had given up.
他们已经放弃了。
They were overwhelmed.
他们被这个世界所征服。
They were discouraged.
他们被非常的灰心。
They were under great opposition.
他们受到很多的拦阻。
And then this prophet spoke a living word.
然后这位先知就说了活的话语。
God confronted his people.
神就面对他的子民。
He said, consider your ways.
他就讲到你要来思想你的
行为。This is the lesson of Haggai.
这就是哈该的给我们的教训。
Five times in this short book, he said, consider your ways.
五次他讲到我们要要思想。
Or consider.
或者是叫做
Consider. Have I confused my translator already?
要思想，要醒察。
God confronts his people.
神来面对他的子民。
We are here, brothers and sisters, in this life for a single purpose.
我们在这个地上是为了一个目的。
That single purpose is not just to have a great life and a great career.
不是我们在这个世上有一个好的生活或者有一个好的职业。
That single purpose is not to just have God meet our needs.
不是神来供给我们的需要而已。
But what this word consider means,
这个字眼醒察讲到
is consider with your heart what God wants.
是讲到我们要思想用我们的心来想神需要什么。
And then we saw how God comforted His people.
我们也看到神如何来安慰他的子民。
You know what a word Haggai is.
我们看到哈该说了怎样的话语。
Twice the Lord said, I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts.
两次他讲到万军之耶和华说我与你们同在。
What comfort that is.
这是何等大的一个安慰。
That was their secret.
这是实在是一个秘诀。
They could go on because the Lord said, I am with you.
他们可以继续是因为神说我与你同在。
And we can go on because the Lord is with us.
我们可以继续也是因为神说与我们同在。
It is the greatest comfort.
这是极大的一个安慰。
And finally, we looked at how God completes His purpose.
我们也看到神如何来完成他的工作。
Through the stirring and the shaking, He completes His purpose.
他来激起，他也来来震动，他来。
He inspires the people of God to complete the building of God.
他来激励这些的神的儿女来完成这个圣殿的工作。
And he gives them exceeding great and precious promises.
他给他们有极大的又宝贵的应许。
That in the end his shaking,
在最后的时候他要震动。
Will bring about his whole purpose.
把他一切他的把所有的目的能够达到。
This is the message of Haggai.
这是哈该的一个信息。
Now brothers and sisters, let's consider Zechariah.
弟兄姊妹，我们再来读撒迦利亚书。
You know, actually, this whole burden that the Lord laid on my heart came from Zechariah.
我的心里的这个负担是起源于撒迦利亚书。
From this little phrase in verse 10.
是这个四章的第十节的这个字。
For who hath despised the day of small things?
说谁藐视这日的事为小呢？
You know, sometimes I think because we live in days of such small things.
有时候我们觉得我们生活在一个小事的时代。
We don't realize how greatly God is speaking and how greatly He is moving.
我们不知道神在我们当中行了何等的事。
But in small things, He does great works.
但是在小事上，神可以成就极大的。
This is where the burden of the Lord came.
这是神给我的一个负担。
So I pray the Lord will help us as we go through this book.
我祷告神可以让我们读这件书的时候可以把这个负担释放出来。
Now Zechariah 4 is a special chapter in the Old Testament.
撒迦利亚第四章是一个非常特别的一章。
I believe it tells us how the testimony of God is recovered in difficult times.
我相信这件书讲到神在那个非常困难的时期怎样恢复他的工作。
It gives the secret of how the testimony of God is recovered in difficult days.
讲到在困难的时候神恢复他工作的一个秘诀。
You know, we live in difficult days.
我们在一个非常困难的时期。
I think everybody will admit that.
我们都承认。
But brothers and sisters, just because the days are difficult,
但是不呃，只是因为我们生活在一个困难的时期
，doesn't mean God can't recover His testimony.
不，并不意味着我们神不能够恢复他的见证。
Even among us,
甚至在我们当中
，He even made a promise to Haggai the prophet.
他向哈该这个先知做了应许。
He said the latter glory of this house will exceed the former.Glory.
他讲到在末后的这个殿的光景要比先前更加荣耀。
That is what our God is able to do.
这是神可以做的事情。
Ephesians tells us he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask or even imagine.
以弗所书给我们的应许是他可以做，可以超出我们所求所想的。
Now Haggai and Zechariah are contemporaries.
哈该和撒迦利亚是同一个时代的人。
In other words, they ministered at the very same time.
他们两个是在同一个时期来服侍以色列子民。
And Haggai was an old prophet who had seen the former glory of Solomon's temple.
哈该是一个老先知，他曾经看过所罗门圣殿的光景。
Now Zechariah was a young prophet.
撒迦利亚是个年轻的先知。
The beauty of this is we see how the young and the old work together for the accomplishment of God's purpose.
我们可以看到一个美丽的画面，就是这个旧先知、老先知和年轻的先知如何一同来恢复神的工作。
It's sort of like Larry is young.
我们Larry 是比较年轻。
And I'm old.
我比较年老。
But we're able to work together.
我们可以一起工作。
You know, I'll tell you a little secret.
告诉你一个秘诀。
Larry said he's finally figuring out my southern accent.
我讲到现在比较适应他的这个南方的口音。
Finally getting hold of how I talk.
讲到他的口音。
But brothers and sisters, this is the point I want to make.
弟兄姊妹，我愿意讲到这一点。
In the church.
在教会当中
It is just not the old ones that are to serve.
不是那些年长的来侍奉。
Sometimes you see it looks like only the old ones are serving.
有时我们看到好像只是那年长的弟兄们在服侍。
Those seasoned veterans.
好像是已经经过很多有经验的那些人。
But the glory of the Lord in this last age.
但是神在这个最后末日的这个荣耀
was that this young one.
是这些年轻的
and this old one
还有年老的年长的
could work together for the accomplishing of God's people
可以一同的工作来完成神的旨意
You know brothers and sisters
你知道弟兄姊妹们
The Lord is doing a great work
主在行他的大事
In the end of the age He wants to recover His testimony
在最末日的最末了的日子他要恢复他的见证
so that he's not just called the God of the heavens.
他就不仅称为天上的神。
If I were to go here and ask you, where is God?
我要来问你神在哪里的时候
you would say, God is in heaven.
你会说神在天上。
But God doesn't want to be the God of the heavens.
但是神不愿只做天上的神。
He wants to be the God of the heavens and the God of the earth.
他愿意做天地的神。
From the very beginning, that was the reason he created man.
从这起初的时候，这就是他造人的目的。
This God that dwells in unsearchable light，
这位在一个不能够测透的这光中的神。
He wants to dwell with man，
他愿意住在人当中。
And in that combination of God and man，
在神与人之间
，express His living testimony to the world，
可以在这个对世界上来。做他活的见证
so that he becomes the God of the heavens and the God of the earth.
他可以成为天和地的神
This is what the church is to be.
这是教会要成就的
The church is to be heaven on earth.
这要教会就是要成为地上的一个天堂
Not because we're so special.
不是我们特别
Not because we're so attractive.
不是我们非常有吸引力
Not because we're so holy.
不是我们圣洁
Because the God of the heavens is in us.
是因为天上的神在我们里面
And when the God of the heavens is in us.
当天上的神在我们的里面的时候
Brothers and sisters, that is heaven on earth.
这就是天来到了地上
That is the testimony of God.
这就是神的见证。
And that is what he is recovering in the last hour.
这就是神要恢复的, 在最后末日的恢复。
Now we read in the Old Testament how unfaithful man was.
我们读到旧约中神, 人是, 实在是不忠。
So much that God gave his testimony up to captivity in Babylon.
甚至到最后, 神把这些神的儿女, 让他们允许他们到, 被掳之地。
But this is the encouragement in the Word of God.
但是神的话, 鼓励我们,
Though we are unfaithful,
虽然我们不信,
God remains faithful still. And the name Zechariah means Jehovah remembers.
撒加利亚这个名字就讲到耶和华记得。
Though we forget God,
虽然我们可以忘记神,
Jehovah remembers.
但是耶和华记得。
Though we ignore his purpose,
虽然我们可以忽略他的目的,
he will never forget his purpose.
但是神不会忘记他的目的。
And he's always looking for a voice to stir up his people.
他总是在找一个声音可以
To return to that original purpose,
能够回到神造人的原初的目的,
so that the God of the heavens might be the God of the heavens and the earth.
天上的神可以成为天地的主。
This is what Zechariah's ministry was about.
这是撒加利亚他服侍的一个目的。
God never forgets.
神永远不会忘记。
Now we live in similar days to the days of Zechariah. There's opposition to the things of God. Let me tell you, it will become harder to be a Christian.
我可以告诉你,
the Lord Jesus, when he was talking about the end days in the book of Matthew,
在马太福音,
talked about how difficult the days would get.
他讲到在末世的时候是如何的困难。
But he ended that book with the most comforting words.
但是在最后的时候,
in Matthew chapter 28,
在马太福音第28章,
he said, I will be with you, lo, I will be with you, even until the end of the age.
就是说我要常与你们同在,
this is the comfort.
这是神的安慰。
Their overwhelming cares of this life. And there is great discouragement in the church of God.
有在教会当中我们也有很多的使得我们灰心的事。
Yet God is faithful.
但是神永远信实。
And brothers and sisters, do you know this?
弟兄姊妹,你知不知道?
All through the ages,
在整个的世代当中,
God has had a testimony.
神有他的见证。
He's found one or two or many.
他可以找到一个,两个,甚至许多,
that in a day of declension responded to him.
在一个堕落的时候, 他可以来响应神的呼召,
and he was able to move mightily.
他可以能够行他的大事。
I was reading a book called The Christian Testimony Through the Ages.
我在读一本书叫做历代圣徒的见证。
It's a precious book.
是个非常宝贵的书。
It's by Brother T.W. Karen.
是一个弟兄叫, Karen, 弟兄。
And it says, it tells us that in spite of the extraordinary difficulties,
是讲到虽然有那么多的, 极大的困难,
in spite of the enormous persecution,
虽然有很大的逼迫,
often from those who call themselves Christians,
常常是以受那些自称为基督徒的逼迫,
God was able to maintain his testimony,
但是神仍然可以维持他的见证,
down through the ages.
在这多少代的世代当中,
that is what God is doing.
这是神也在做的事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, Zechariah 4 is a very important chapter.
弟兄姊妹们, 撒加利亚书第四章是非常重要的一章。
Some of you may have heard the name C.A. Coates.
你们也可能听到过有个人叫做C.A. Coates.
This is what he said about this chapter, Zechariah 4.
他论到这个撒加利亚书第四章。
He said, Zechariah 4 is one of the most important chapters for remnant times.
他讲到撒加利亚书第四章是在这个余数的时代的中最重要的一本书之一。
But he said more than that.
他又说,
He said, Zechariah 4 is one of the most important chapters in the whole of the Old Testament.
他讲到这个撒加利亚书第四章是所有旧约圣经中 最重要的一卷书之一。
That's an extraordinary statement.
这是非常高的评价。
He was using this man Zechariah.
神可以用到这个撒迦利亚这个人。
God was using this young prophet Zechariah.
神用到这个年轻的先知。
To inspire his people.
可以来激动他的子民。
To encourage his people.
可以来激励他们的子民。
To say to his people.
可以向他的子民说话。
Even if you live in the most difficult time.
虽然你处在一个非常艰难的时期。
I am able to recover my testimony.
我仍然可以恢复我的见证。
This is what Zechariah is about.
这是撒迦利亚书所说的。
Now we're going to look at just three things again today.
我们再可以看到三件事情。
I believe these three things are absolutely essential for God to recover his testimony in difficult days.
我相信这三件事情是神要在末世恢复他见证极重要的事情。
First of all, we need great vision.
第一件就是我们需要一个极大的意象。
Vision is absolutely important.
意象是非常的重要。
You see that in verses 1 through 3.
你可以看到第四章一到三节。
Then we need to see great encouragement.
我们也要看到一个极大的激励。
Without encouragement, it's impossible to go on.
若是没有这个激励呢，我们没有办法来向前。
Most of us would be like Peter, the apostle.
很多人会像彼得这使徒一样。
Most of us would say, what's the use?
我们会说有什么用呢？
We'd say, I go fishing.
我去钓鱼吧。
Now you may not fish.
你可能不去打鱼。
But you would say something like that.
你可能说一些类似的话。
But brothers and sisters, with great encouragement.
但是弟兄姊妹们，若是我们有这个激励。
We're able to go on.
我们可以继续。
And we're not only able to go on.
我们不仅可以继续。
We're able to go on triumphantly.
我们可以得胜的往前走。
And God is able to recover his purpose.
神可以来恢复他自己的。
Even in the most difficult days.
在最艰难的时期。
And thirdly,
第三点,
we need to see a great calling.
我们要看到一个极大的呼召。
In this chapter,
在这章,
Zechariah the prophet,
撒迦利亚这个先知,
issues a great call.
说了一个呼召。
You see that in verses 11 through 14.
在11到14节。
And what we need to do is understand this call.
我们可以来了解这个呼召。
And respond to this call.
来答应这个呼召。
That is how the testimony of God is built in difficult days.
这就是在困难的时期神的见证如何来完成。
Let's begin with the first one.
我们来讲到第一点。
Great visions.
极大的意象。
Zechariah was first of all and foremost a man of vision.
首先也是重要的一点就是撒迦利亚是一个有异象的先知。
I don't think anybody that reads the whole book of Zechariah will contest that statement.
我相信每一个读过撒迦利亚全书的都会同意。
Let me repeat it.
我来重复。
It's absolutely important.
就是绝对的重要。
Zechariah was first of all a man of great vision.
撒迦利亚首先是一个有异象的先知。
And that's what we need to be.
我们也需要有这样的意象。
Now when you look at Zechariah, there are many visions.
我们读撒迦利亚书的时候就看到有很多的异象。
As a matter of fact, Graham Scroggie said there at least there are 8 visions.
实际上有一个弟兄Hoge 弟兄他讲到撒迦利亚书有八个意象。
Now let me just mention a few and you can study them later.
我可以提几个你可以来仔细的阅读。
First of all, there's the angelic horseman. The angelic horseman. Is this going to be too difficult?
第一个意象是讲到
which one?It's from in chapter 1, 7 through 17.
在第一章的七到十七节。
The second vision is the four horns and the four smiths.
第一个是刚才讲的是骑着红马的。
That's in chapter 1, verse 18 to 21.
第二个是讲到有四角的。
The third vision is the man with the measuring line.
第三个是讲到一个测量的。
That's all of chapter 2.
这是第二章讲的拿准绳的人。The
fourth vision is Joshua the high priest.
第四个是约书亚这个大祭司的。That's
chapter 3.
这是在第三章。Now
I think all of us know part of that vision.
我们都知道这个意象的。We
remember how God said this is one, a brand plucked from the fire.
就这是讲到在
And he was in those filthy garments.
是在穿着污秽衣服的约书亚。
This is the fourth vision.
这是第四个意象。
The fifth vision is the candlestick in the olive trees.
第五个的意象是讲到金灯台和两棵橄榄树。
That is chapter 4.
这是在第四章中。
The sixth vision is the flying roll.
是讲到飞行的书卷。
That is chapter 5, verses 1 through 4.
第五章的一到四节是另一个的。The
seventh vision is the ephah and the woman.
第七个的这样的意象是量器中的妇人。That
is chapter 5, verse 5 to 11.
是第五章5到11节。And
the eighth vision is the four chariots and the four horses.
第八个意象是四辆车。That's
chapter 6, 1 through 8.
第六章1到8节。
Now this is the only point, and let me make this point again absolutely clear.
让我再继续非常清楚地讲到我的第一点。
All of these tremendous visions tell us one thing.
这所有的这些极大的意象都讲到一件事。
Zechariah was first and foremost a man of vision.
撒迦利亚第一也是最重要的是他有意象。
Unless we're people of vision,
除非我们有意向,
God will not be able to recover his testimony.
神没有办法来恢复他的工作。
It doesn't matter how zealous we are.
不管我们如何的热心。
It doesn't matter how hard we work.
不管我们工作的如何辛苦。
It doesn't matter how devoted we are.
不管我们如何的来专心。
The essential message of Zechariah is he's a man of vision.
就是这个撒迦利亚他首先要是一个有意向的。
Now, first and foremost,
第一也是最重要的,
he had a vision of Christ.
他的意象是讲到基督的意象。
As a matter of fact, Zechariah had one of the greatest visions of Christ of anybody in the whole of the Bible.
撒迦利亚有一个对于基督的意象是整个圣经中最伟大的一个意象之一。
You can look at Isaiah.
你可以看到以赛亚书,
with all of his messianic prophecies.
所有的关于弥赛亚的这样的预言,
and indeed, you can see great vision.
你可以看到很多很大的意象。
But when you take the smallness of this book,
但是你看到撒迦利亚这个短的书,
and you look at his visions of Christ,
你可以看到那里面关于基督的意象,
you have to conclude this.
你不得不这样,
you have to say this.
你不得不这样说,
that first and foremost,
第一也是最重要的,
Zechariah had a great vision of Christ himself.
撒迦利亚有一个关于基督他本身的一个意象。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think that's absolutely the most important issue of our time.
弟兄姊妹,我觉得这实在是绝对最重要的。
We need a fuller view of the Lord Jesus.
就是我们要看到基督他丰满的自己。
We need a more complete view of the Lord Jesus.
我们要有一个完全的基督的这样的一个意象。
That's the secret.
这是一个秘诀。
When you read Hebrews 12, you read that was Moses' secret.
我们读到希伯来书第12章,我们看到摩西的秘诀。
It says Moses endured as seeing him who is invisible.
摩西看到这位不能看到的主的时候, 他就可以忍耐。
This was Moses' secret.
这是摩西的一个秘诀。
And this needs to be our secret.
这也要成为我们的秘诀。
This was Zechariah's secret.
这是撒迦利亚的秘诀。
And this is the secret for the recovery of God's testimony in difficult days.
这也是在困难时期 恢复神见证的一个秘诀。
Listen to his visions of Christ.
我们看他, 我们来听,
In chapter 3, verse 8, he saw Christ as the branch.
在第三章第八节, 讲到基督是那个, 那个枝子。
In chapter 3, verse 8, he saw Christ as the servant.
他看到基督是神的仆人。
In chapter 9, verse 9, he saw Christ entry into Jerusalem on the fold of a colt.
九章九节他看到基督是坐着驴驹进入耶路撒冷。
Can you imagine？
你能不能想象
？Out of all the writers of the Bible，
在所有的圣经的作者中
，He alone saw that triumphal entry of the Lord Jesus into Jerusalem on the fold of a colt。
是他看到主耶稣骑着驴驹，谦谦和和的进入耶路撒冷城。
Great vision of Christ。
实在是一个极大的对于基督的这样的意思。
Well, it goes on.
他继续有。
He saw Christ as the good shepherd.
他看到基督是那个好牧人。
Chapter 9, verse 16.
第九章第十六节。
In chapter 11, verse 11.
十一章十一节。
He saw Christ as the smitten shepherd.
他看到那个基督是那个被是那个
smitten shepherd.
被击打的那个牧人。
In chapter 13, 7.
十三章第七节。
He saw Christ betrayed for 30 pieces of silver.
他看到基督为着三十两银子被卖。
In chapter 11, verses 12 and 13.
在十一章十二、十三节。
Remarkable visions of Christ.
实在是不可置信的对于基督的意象。
Full visions of Christ.
是对于基督丰满的一个意象。
That isn't all of it.
这是这还不止如此。
He saw Christ's hands pierced.
他看到基督的手被钉。
In chapter 12, verse 10.
在十二章十节。
He saw Christ's people saved.
他看到基督的子民被拯救。
In chapter 12, verse 10 and 13, verse 1.
在十二章十节十三章一节。
Listen to this.
我们来听。
He saw Christ wounded in the house.Of his friends.
他看到基督在他朋友的家中被伤。
Can you imagine when the Lord Jesus said to Judas?
你有没有想到主耶稣怎么对卖他的犹大说话？
The one he trusted with the bag.
主信任犹大来做这个拿着钱囊。
When Judas came up after that supper and kissed him on the cheek.
当犹大出来来亲耶稣的时候
，He said, "Go do what thou doest quickly."
他说你去做吧，你要做的就赶快去做。
Knowing that it was his own disciple that would betray him,
知道这是他自己的门徒要来出卖他。
30 pieces of silver,
三十两的银子。
Wounded in the house of his friend,
在他的朋友的家中受伤。
But that isn't all.
这不止如此。
He saw Christ as the glorious coming Christ.
他看到基督是那要在荣耀中回来的。
He saw Christ coming to the Mount of Olives.
他看到基督要来降在橄榄山上。
Chapter 14, verses 3 through 8.
十四章三到八节。
And then finally,
最后
he saw Christ in his coming coronation.
他看到基督再来的情形。
In chapter 14.
在十四章。
That is why some speakers have said this.
这就是为什么有些弟兄们这样讲。
That the book of Zechariah is the revelation of the Old Testament.
就是讲到撒加利亚书好像是旧约中的一个启示录那样的地位的书。
One said it's the apocalypse.Of the Old Testament.
是讲到旧约的一个总结。
Let me make this point again.
我们再讲到这一点。
The absolute first need of us as a people.
就是讲到我们神的子民的第一个重要的需要。
Is to have a great vision of Christ.
就是看到基督那一个极大的意象。
If we don't have a great vision of Christ.
就是我们看不到基督这样一个伟大的意象。
We won't be able to go on.
我们没有办法继续。
Now, Zechariah,
撒加利亚书
not only had a great vision of Christ,
撒加利亚不仅有对于基督的一个极大的意象
He had a great vision of the house of God.
他也有对于神的家的一个极大的意象
When you begin this chapter,
当他在第四章开始的时候
says, And the angel that talked with me came and waked me as a man that is waked out of sleep.
那与我说话的第一节那与我说话的天使又来叫醒我好像人睡觉被唤醒一样。
And the first thing that angel did was this.
第一件这个天使所做的事情。
He said, what seest thou?
他 他问撒加利亚，你看到了什么？
Brothers and sisters, this is how important vision is.
这就是讲到我们有意象的重要性。
The very first question from the angel
第一件天使问的问题
was what seest thou?
就是说你看见了什么？
What we see will control whether God will recover his testimony in difficult times. This is what I think the book of Revelation is about. The book of Zechariah. He saw a vision of Christ. In absolute fullness. But he saw another thing. He didn't just see a vision of Christ, if I may put it that way. He saw a vision of God's house. He saw a vision of the lampstand. Now the lampstand is symbolic of God's testimony. It is a lampstand that he saw that was all of gold. And we read the description.
我们读它的这个描述,
it had a bowl on the top of it.
它是顶上有灯盏,
it had seven tubes.
它有七个管子,
and those seven tubes fed the seven lamps.
这七个管子就通向这七个灯盏,
and there were two olive trees.
有两个橄榄树,
and those two olive trees fed oil continually into the bowl.
这两棵的橄榄树就继续不断地把油供给这管子。
That fed the tubes,
进入到管子里,
that fed the lamps,
接着管子进入到, 灯里面,
that kept the testimony burning brightly.
能够使神的见证呢, 能够这样的发光。
As a matter of fact,
不仅如此,
this lampstand
这个灯台,
is symbolic of Israel.
是
The children of Israel were called to be the testimony of God. They were to be a lampstand. They were not to be the light. They were to be the lampstand. God is the light. But the lampstand holds up the light. And because of the lampstand,
因为这个灯台,
and the light,
和灯,
we see the glory of God.
我们可以看到神的荣耀。
This is the purpose of the lampstand.
这就是灯台的目的。
This is the great vision that Zechariah saw.
这就是撒加利亚所看到的一个极大的意象。
Now, does it remind you of anything? You remember in Matthew 16,
我们可以翻到马太福音十六章。
Maybe we'll turn to it. Matthew 16,
马太福音十六章,
verses 16 to 18.
16节到18节。
And Simon Peter answering said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answering said to him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to thee, but my Father who is in the heavens.
西门彼得回答说, 你是基督, 是永生神的儿子。 耶稣对他说, 西门巴约拿, 你是有福的, 因为这不是属血肉的, 只是你的, 乃是我在天上的父, 只是你的。
And I also say unto thee, Thou art Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and Hades' gates shall not prevail against it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得， 我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上， 阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Now this is the same vision that Zechariah had.
这是同一个和撒加利亚一样的意象。
Peter saw the living Christ.
彼得看到这个永生的基督。
He saw the living Christ because God revealed to him the living Christ.
他看到这个永生的基督是因为神向他显现。
it was not a naturally a vision that comes naturally.
这不是一个血肉可以得到的一个启示。
It was a vision that was God given.
这是一个神所给的。
He said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona."
他说, 西门巴约拿你是有福的。
For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you,
这不是属血肉的,
but my Father who is in the heavens.
那是我在天上的父指示的。
Now he could have stopped there.
他可以停在那里。
The Lord Jesus could have stopped there.
主耶稣基督可以就停在那里。
But he said, and I say unto you,
但是主继续说,
thou art Peter.
我还告诉你, 你是彼得。
And upon let me go back. Verse 20. Where was I? Verse 18, yeah. And I, verse 18, and I also, I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Now, brothers, this is the great vision.
弟兄姊妹们,
it's Christ and his church. This is the lampstand.
这是一个灯台.
The lampstand was not only Israel. You know, as a matter of fact, today in Israel, they still have the menorah.
在现在的以色列,他们仍然有一个装置。
You look in many places and they have the menorah as their symbol, the seven stemmed lampstand.
它就是有一个的设置,就是有七个的灯盏。
As a matter of fact, in history, when you look at the Arch of Titus in Rome,
在这个以色列地的这个圣殿,
when Israel was razed and ransacked,
当以色列的那个时候, 的时候,
and trodden underfoot by the Gentiles
是被这些, 外邦人所, 所占领的时候,
in 70 AD
在第, 主后70年,
in the Arch of Titus
在那个地方,
is the lampstand
有一个的灯台,
being carried off by the conquerors
是被那些, 被占领,
but brothers and sisters, the Lord had much more in view.
弟兄姊妹们,
this great vision is Christ and his church. So when you turn to the book of Revelation, it says the seven lamps, the seven lampstands, I believe it's chapter 1 verse 20,
是第一章的第20节,
are the seven churches. So the lampstand that Zechariah saw,
所以这个灯台是撒迦利亚所看到的,
was not only Israel,
不只是以色列人,
but it's the church of the living God.
是永生神的教会,
we are that lampstand.
我们就是那个灯台,
we are not the light.
我们不是那个灯,
we are to bear that light in the world.
我们是要来成为灯的这个灯台,
in the combination of who Christ is,
这个关于基督是谁,
in that lampstand all of gold,
是讲到这个灯台是纯金的,
that is the testimony of Jesus.
就是讲到基督的见证。
Let me just say this again.
我再讲一次。
The road to recovery begins with a great vision.
就是我们恢复的道路是从我们有意向开始。
You know what it says in Proverbs 29 verse 18?
在, 箴言29章18节讲到,
where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint.
就是讲到若是没有意向,
this is what we need to see.
这是我们要看到的,
great vision.
极大的意向。
Now there's a difference between this lampstand that Zechariah saw and the lampstand of Israel and even the lampstand shown in Revelation.
在这个撒迦利亚所看到灯台和在以色列中的灯台还有这个在启示录中的灯台有不一样的地方。
If you look at Exodus 25, you see the lampstand in the Old Testament. We don't have time.
在出埃及记中第25章有一个讲到神的灯台。
It's all of gold.
是金子的。
It has seven branches.
有七个的枝子。
But it is maintained by man in the tent of the testimony.
是在见证的那个会幕当中由人来维持。
The priests were responsible to trim the wicks and light the lamps and keep them burning.
祭司就来修剪这个灯头，然后来上油维持这个灯。
And when you look in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, you see those lampstands that are the churches.
在启示录中的二章、三章讲到这个灯台是讲到。
And you begin to discover what terrible condition the lampstand is in.
你可以看到在启示录中那个灯台的光景是有不好的光景。
When you read the letters to the seven churches,
当你读到启示录七个教会的书信,
you have to shake your head.
你会摇头。
You have to say, what a terrible condition.
你会说,哎呀,这样的光景实在是惨烈。
Now here's the difference.
这是有不同的地方。
We need to see things as God sees things.
我们要通过神的角度来看问题。
Not that testimony that is maintained by men.
不是那个旧约中的按照人来维持的这个见证。
Not that testimony that is full of flaws and problems.
不是那个充满问题的那个见证。
But we need to see that lampstand that's all of gold with a golden bowl and the golden tubes continually feeding the golden lamp.
我们要看的是那个纯净的灯台，顶上有灯盏，然后有七个管子，不停的把油供应给灯。
This is the difference.
这是不同的地方。
He needs to lift us up to a higher plane.
他要把我们提到高处。
Not just see men.
不只是看到人。
Not just see problems.
不只是看到问题。
But to see that God Himself is the one who maintains His testimony.
而是要看到神是那个维持见证。
And He continually pours gold into the bowl.
他是那个不断的供应这个灯的那个神。
And that golden oil continuously lights the lampstand.
那个机油就不断的供应这个灯的发亮。
Now that is great vision.
这是极大的意象。That's
what we need to see.
这是我们应该看到的。
May the Lord give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
愿主给我们赐我们智慧和启示的灵。
I'm afraid if we don't, we're going to always be looking to men.
我们要是不这样的话，我们会常常看人。
I'm afraid if we don't, we're only going to see the flaws and say that can't be the testimony of Jesus.
若是我们不这样的话，我们会只是看到人的软弱，人的困难。
Look at their problems.
只是看到问题的本身。
But when we see it from God's perspective,
但是当我们从神的角度来看时候,
we see a glorious church,
我们可以看到一个荣耀的教会,
not having spot or wrinkle or any of such thing.
没有皱纹、玷污等类的病。
We see it from God's perspective.
我们可以看到从神的角度来看,
that is great vision.
这就是一个极大的意象。
And that's what we need.
这是我们需要的。
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to be running out of time.
我时间不多了。We
also need great encouragement.
我们也需要一个很大的一个勉励。You
know, sometimes when we see a great vision,
当我们看到一个极大的意象的时候,
we can become discouraged.
我们可能会很灰心。We
can begin to throw up our hands.
我们可能会很无可奈何。
We can begin to say it's a great ideal.
我们会说这是一个很好的一个想法。
But it's impossible.
但是不可能。
It's an impossible dream.
是一个不可能的一个梦。
It's an impossible standard.
是一个不可能的标准。
I think of, you may not understand, and I don't know how this will translate. I think of Don Quixote in the musical The Man of La Mancha.
有一个的这个音乐剧，这个名字我们刚才弟兄讲。
I see some people shaking their head, don't know what on the earth this fellow's talking about.
我们可能不知道我们弟兄讲的这个。
But it's one of my wife's favorite musicals, by the way.
这是我妻子很喜欢的。
And there's a song in that, the theme song.
这个主题的一个主题歌。
He sings to dream the impossible dream.
他是在做一个不可能的梦。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
I believe that's what we think of the testimony.
这就是我们有时候想到神的见证的时候,
we think it's an impossible dream.
我们会想到这是不可能的。
This vision is so great.
这个意象太大了。
How is it possible?
如何能可能呢?
But remember these words of encouragement.
但是我们要想到神对我们的勉励。
With God, all things are possible.
就是在神凡事都能。
The secret is we need great encouragement.
就是秘诀就是我们需要神的勉励。
He follows this great vision with great encouragement. Now I believe Zechariah 14 is perfect encouragement. There is a sevenfold encouragement in Zechariah chapter 4.
在撒迦利亚书第四章有七个方面神给我们的鼓励。
Look at verse 6.
在第六节。
Now, Zechariah, he asked, what are these, my Lord, in verse 4?
在第四节, 撒迦利亚问天使, what are these? 这是什么意思?
He wanted to know who these olive trees were. That was his question.
他想要知道这两个橄榄树,
but God didn't answer his question.
但是, 天使没有直接回答他。
You know, God often doesn't answer our questions.
神有时候不, 直接回答我们。
It's because he wants to show us something else.
是因为神要让我们看到另一些事情。
So God answered him in a strange way.
神给他一个回答是有点奇怪。
In verse 6,
在第六节,
it says, this is the word of Jehovah unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的万军之耶和华说, 不是依靠实力, 不是依靠才能, 乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
The divine plan,
这一个非常神圣的计划,
the divine concept,
这个神圣的概念,
is never done by man's power and strength.
不是用人的
This is the absolute first thing we need to understand.
这是我们第一件, 绝对需要知道的。
He wouldn't answer his question.
他不回答我们的问题。
But he said, this is what you need to understand.
但是你要知道明白一点,
if you're going to serve me in your generation,
你要是在这个时代来服侍我,
you need to understand this single principle.
有一个原则你必须明白,
not by might,
不是依靠实力,
nor by power,
不是依靠才能,
but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
This is the great encouragement.
这是一个极大的勉励。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we think everything depends on our strength.
我们常常想到事情都是依靠我们的能力,
in our power.
是我们的势力。
I say to people all the time,
我常常对人说,
we can't even live the Christian life.
我们甚至都没有办法过一个基督徒的生活。
I have young Christians come to me and say this.
我有些基督徒到我当中,
they say the Christian life is hard.
他们说这个基督徒过的生活是特别难。
Everybody that says that to me, I have one answer.
每个人这样讲的时候我就有一个回答。
I tell them the Christian life is not hard.
我说基督徒的生活不是不容易。
The Christian life is impossible.
说基督徒的生活是不可能的。
You can't live the Christian life.
你不能够过基督徒的生活。
This was the word of encouragement.
这是一个很大的勉励。
There is a way you can live the Christian life.
只有一个方法来过基督徒的生活。
This is the great encouragement.
这是一个极大的勉励。
It's not by might,
不是靠着势力,
nor by power,
不是依靠才能,
but it's by my spirit,
乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
This is the first thing.
这是第一件事。
How are we doing on time?
I think we're okay.
You think we're okay? You know, they have a shepherd's hook some places, like a crook you've ever seen on stage, and they'll come. If I see the hook come out, then I'll get worried. But I didn't know how we were doing on time. But brothers and sisters, this is the first word of great encouragement.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是以第一点神对我们的命令。
I think of what Psalm 127 verse 1.
我们想到诗篇的第27篇。
Unless the Lord build the house,
除非耶和华建造城,
they labor in vain who build it.
他们建造的就枉然劳力。
Unless the Lord keep the city,
除非耶和华建造,
the watchman waketh in vain.
这些守城的也是徒然劳力。
This is the great encouragement.
这是一个极大的勉励。
But not only that,
不仅如此,
it says in verse 7,
在第七节,
Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel thou dost become a plain?
大山啊, 你算什么呢? 在所罗巴巴面前, 你必成为平地。
This is the second great encouragement.
这是第二个极大的勉励。
Now notice what it says.
我们看到这是怎么说的。
Read the word of God carefully.
我们读神的话要仔细。
Who art thou, O great mountain?
大山啊, 你算什么?
This represents the most enormous difficulties and obstacles you can imagine.
这代表着一个极大的,非常你可以想象到的一个困境。
We have a saying in the South.
我们在南方有一个说法,
you may not say it up here.
这边人也可能不这么说,
but we say you make mountains out of molehills.
就是说我们的山可能只是一些低丘。
You take little problems and you make them huge obstacles.
你可能有些小的问题,但是你把它夸张成很大的问题。
But this says, who art thou, O great mountain?
但这里说的是大山啊, 你算什么?
The greatest encouragement is this.
这极大的勉励是,
the greater the mountain,
越大的山,
the greater the encouragement.
是越大的激励。
It doesn't matter how great the obstacle it is.
真是不在乎有多大的困难。
Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain.
在所罗巴巴面前,
now, I told you last night I was an engineer. Part of my job is to go to the mountains of West Virginia. To go to a power plant. And do engineering.
来做这些工作。
And we used to have to go up and down these mountains. And these mountains were tremendously difficult. I remember one time there was no rail and we were going up and down in the fog and you couldn't see 3 feet in front of the car.
那个时候呢, 我们要开车的时候呢, 甚至有很大的雾气, 我们没有办法看到很远。
And I didn't know if we would even fall off the mountain.
我不知道呢, 你甚至可能会, 跌下去。
But you know what they did?
你知道什么?
Bless God, you know what they did?
实在是感谢神。
West Virginia, Department of Transportation.
这个在西伯利亚州的那边的这样的交通,
came in with the bulldozers and took out the mountain.
就是在这个山子当中,
yeah, took out the mountain.
是把这个山拿,
and now, it's a pleasure to go to West Virginia.
你要现在去西伯利亚就很,
it's like driving down the interstate.
是很舒服的, 要在这个, 在高速公路上行驶。
Who art thou, O great mountain?
大山啊, 你算什么?
Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain.
在所罗巴巴面前, 你必成为平地。
But that's not all of the great encouragement.
这不只是这些的,
in verse 7, it says this.
第七节继续说,
he shall bring forth a headstone with shoutings, grace, grace unto it.
他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上, 人且大声欢呼说, 愿恩惠, 恩惠归于这殿。
Now, those of you that are not in the building industry may not understand this.
那你若是没不知道怎么建筑房子, 你可能不知道这什么意思。
But at the end of the project, they bring in the capstone.
就是在这个建房子最后,
他要搬一块大石头, the headstone in the old days. And they put that stone in place. And then they can say, it is finished. And it's done, it says here, with shoutings of grace, grace unto it.
在这个最后的时候, 人大声欢呼, 愿恩惠, 恩惠归于这殿。
Brothers and sisters, when that capstone is put in place by the Lord Jesus and his testimony is complete,
这块石头摆在这个殿顶上的时候，神的见证就完成。
Not a word of our suffering will be remembered.
没有我们的这些的苦难会记得。
Not a word of our difficulty will be recounted.
我们所经过的困难我们也会忘记。
This is the great word of encouragement.
这是神给我们的勉励。
When that capstone is put in place,
当那个石头在殿顶上立定的时候,
the only word that will be uttered,
这一个只有的话语是这样的,
is grace, grace unto it.
所说的话就是恩惠, 恩惠。
It was all of grace. He did it all. The fourth encouragement. This is in verse 9. Says the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands shall finish it.
所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这工。
Now Zerubbabel was the governor of Judah.
所罗巴伯是这个犹大城的省长。
And as the governor, he is a type of Christ, the supreme ruler and head.
这个省长是一个那时候的一个统治者，他就预表着基督。
And it says the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house.
这里讲到是所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基。
And this is the great encouragement.
这是个极大的勉励。
His hand shall complete it.
他的手要完成这工。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus is the foundation.
弟兄姊妹们，基督是我们的这个根基。
1 Corinthians 3 verse 11 says, other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
格林多前书3章11节讲到，我们的根基，我们只有一个根基，那就是耶稣基督。
He is the foundation.
他是我们的根基。
But he is the builder. It says in Matthew 16, verse 18,
在马太福音16章18节,
this is the great encouragement.
这是个极大的勉励,
I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
就是讲到我要建造我的教会，阴间的权势不能胜过它。
And he is the end.
他是那个最终,
he not only laid the foundation,
他不仅
He not only was the foundation,
他不仅是那个根基,
but he's the one who completes the work. Says in Revelation 21, verse 6,
在启示录21章第六节,
and he said to me,
他对我说,
it is done.
完成了,
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是那个初，我是终。
This is the great encouragement.
这是一个极大的勉励。
But that's not it.
这不止如此。
The fifth encouragement is in verse 9.
第五个勉励是在第九节。
And thou shalt know that Jehovah of hosts has sent me to you.
你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们这里来了。
This was the encouragement.
这是一个勉励。
God sends His only Son to be with us.
神把他自己唯一的爱子,
He sent Zerubbabel to be with them.
他把所罗巴伯赐给神的儿女。
He sent Zechariah, this young prophet, to be with them.
他把撒迦利亚赐给神的儿女。
And to encourage them in His word.
来用他的话来勉励他们。
Oh, what encouragement it was.
这是何等大的勉励。
Because of this encouragement,
因为这样的激励,
they could finish the race.
他可以把他们的这个要跑的路,
Now, I've heard our brother Freedom pray at least three times this weekend.
我听到朱弟兄有三次的祷告。
Pray these words will help us finish the race.
讲到我们现在交通的这些话可以帮助我们能走完我们的路程。
This is the secret.
这是一个秘诀。
Now you may not know this.
你可能不知道。
But the reason I hurt my knee was running.
你知道我的这个膝盖。
I was running, getting ready for a race.
是我要准备要去跑。
Now I know I may not look like a runner.
我可能看起来不像能跑步的。
As a matter of fact, I'm a pretty slow runner.
我是跑起来比较慢。
But every year I run one of the 10 biggest races in the country.
每一年我要来跑这个整个国家中的前十个的大的这样的一个。
Now because of this bum knee, the doctor says I won't run the race this year.
因为我的这个膝盖呢, 这个医生说呢, 你这次不能跑了。
But I remember the race last year.
但是我记得去年这样的一个比赛。
It was the hardest race I ever ran.
是我所经历的一个最难的, 最困难的一个。
And I ran my absolutely slowest time.
我也跑的是我最慢的一次。
Matter of fact, when I finished the race, one of my young partners looked at me and he said, you look like you're about to die.
我这个跑完以后呢，我的这个合伙人就看着我说，你好像快要死了。And
brothers and sisters, the only reason I didn't die is the grace of God. And the only reason I was able to keep going in the race is my son came in mid-race. He wasn't supposed to be there, but my son came in the middle of the race. And all through that most difficult race, he was the greatest encouragement to me.
就是我在这个整个的最后这一段,
he said, Dad, keep running.
他说, 爸爸, 你继续,
he said, don't give up.
不要放弃,
matter of fact, he said, Dad, go faster.
他实际上说是, 爸爸,
I said, Justin, if I go faster, I will die, and you have to say good things at my funeral.
我说, 儿啊, Justin, 我说再快一点我就会死的, 你要给我好好的在追悼会上说话。
But this is the great encouragement.
这是一个极大的勉励。
And you will know that I have sent him to you.
就是讲到, 耶和华差我到你们那里来。 所有的整个我们的奔跑的路程,
he is with us.
他与我们同在,
it doesn't matter how difficult.
不管如何困难,
he is with us.
他与我们同在,
right to the end. The sixth great encouragement.
第六个,
this is the one we've already spoken about.
我们已经提到,
for who hath despised the day of small things?
谁藐视这日子的事为小呢?
Often we look at things that are small and think they aren't worth much.
我们常常看到事情很小,
the enemy likes to accuse us and say the thing you're doing is of no value. You remember what they said to Nehemiah? The enemy said to Nehemiah?
你记得在仇敌对于, 尼希米怎么讲吗?
In chapter 4, verse 3,
第四章的第三节,
he said, look at the work you're doing.
你看看你所做的工程,
even if a fox comes up against it,
若是有个狐狸到了这个城墙上,
even if a fox went up against it,
若是狐狸跳上墙上,
it would break down their stone wall,
就会把这个墙, 会压塌,
but this is what Nehemiah said.
但是尼西米怎么讲呢?
He said, we are doing a great work and we can't come down.
他说我在做一个极大的工程,我们没有办法停。
Brothers and sisters, God specializes in small things.
弟兄姊妹们, 神是特别的来做些小事情。
He delights in doing great things with small things.
他可以用, 他非常高兴用小事成就大事。
Deuteronomy 7:7 says this.
在, 神命记7章7节,
not because you were more in number than all the peoples.
不是因为你们的人数多,
hath Jehovah been attached to you and chosen you?
不是也不是你们,
it's Deuteronomy 7:7. So I feel like we better hurry up or I'm wearing out my welcome. This might be the last time you see a southerner in New Jersey.
神命记7章7节, 耶和华专爱你们, 拣选你们, 原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。
But listen to what he said.
我们来听,
he said, for you are the fewest of all the people.
原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。
Small things.
是小事情。
But God has chosen.
但是神却拣选。
Think of Pentecost.
我们想到这个五旬节,
if at the end of someone's ministry there were only 120 left,
若是在一个人的服事以后,
you would say that ministry was a failure.
你会讲到这个服事是个失败,
but don't despise the day of small things.
但是不要小看,
that 120 people transformed the world.
这120个门徒就改变了世界。
Think when the Lord fed a 5,000.
我们想到我们的主曾经喂饱5,000人。
He used the lunch, the single lunch of a small boy.
他用了一个小男孩的一个午餐。
And he fed 5,000.
他喂饱了5,000人。
And there was abundance left over.
而且有很多的剩余。
At the end of it, there were 12 basketfuls of fragments.
有12篮子的余剩的食物。
More than in the beginning.
甚至比起初更多。
Do not despise the day of small things.
不要小看那小事的日子。
1 Corinthians 1:27 says this.
哥林多前书第一章第27节。
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world.
神用这些世上所认为愚拙的。
That he might put to shame the wise.
来使这些聪明的来羞愧。
And God has chosen the weak things of the world.
神拣选这个世上软弱的。
That he might put to shame the small things.
使得这些有能力的可以羞愧。
And here is the last great encouragement.
这里有一个最后的一个。
The seventh encouragement.
这第七个。
It says, Yea, they shall rejoice, even those seven, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel.
第十节的后半部分，这七言呢是耶和华的眼睛。
Now, I don't know if you know what a plummet is. A plummet is a plumb bob.
是一个线砣。
It's a weight on the end of a string.
是一个线，下面有个重物。
And it has to be in the hands of a skillful surveyor.
是一个人丈量土地的时候的一个工具。
It sets the mark.
它来定这个的标点。
It sets the line.
是把这个线可以用来定线。
It's the point where you determine the course where everything turns on.
是来决定到底往哪转。
This is the importance of the plummet.
这是线砣的重要性。
When God is building His church,
当神建造他的教会,
this is the great encouragement.
这是一个极大的勉励。
He says, You shall rejoice when you shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel.
他说：“这就是要见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。”Now
that's strange.
这有点奇怪。He
was the governor of Judah.
他是犹大的省长。He
was the ruler of the recovery.
他是那个要恢复工作的一个。Don't
you think he would delegate it to his chief surveyor?
他不应该把这个工作交给他的下面手下属吗？
But remember. Zerubbabel is a type of Christ.
但是你记得所罗巴伯预表基督。
And what this great encouragement is in the end, the sevenfold encouragement is this.
这七方面的勉励最后一点是这个。
I will delegate this work to no man.
我不会把这件事情交给别人去做。
We can rejoice because the plumb bob is in the hand of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
我们知道这个线砣掌握在主耶稣基督的手中，我们就欢喜。
And He will complete the work.
他要完成这个工作。
Well, my time's almost gone.
我的时间差不多到了。
I remember I made a mistake, Larry.
我犯了一个错误。
The first time I came up here,
第一次到这里。
I only spoke for 70 minutes.
我第一次讲了70分钟。
And my brother told me that was a mistake.
那是。
I have to speak 90 minutes.
我要讲90分钟才。
So you have 6 more minutes to put up with me. Okay?
我还有6分钟。
Okay. But this is very short.
这非常短。
I don't want to be corrected again. Not only do we need great vision,
不仅我们需要有极大的意向,
not only is there great encouragement in the Word of God,
不仅在神的话有极大的勉励,
but we need to see there's a great calling on the people of God.
我们更应该看到神对我们的呼召。
Let's look at the last few verses.
我们看到最后几节。
And I answered and said unto him, verse 11, What are these two olive trees on the right of the lampstand and on the left?
我又问天使说，这灯台左右的两棵橄榄树是什么意思？
And I answered the second time and said unto him, What are the two olive branches which are beside the two golden tubes that empty the gold out of themselves?
我第二次问他说，这两根橄榄树之在两个流出金色油的滴水旁边是什么意思？
And he spoke to me.
他对我说,
saying, knowest thou not what these are?
你不知道这是什么意思吗?
These are the two sons of oil.
就是两个受膏者
who stand before the Lord of the whole earth.
站在普天下主的旁边。
That was the explanation of these two olive trees.
这是对于两根橄榄树的解释。
They were the two sons of oil that stand before the Lord of the whole earth.
是两个受膏者在普天下的主旁边。
Now there have been many interpretations about these sons of oil.
这两个受膏者有很多的解释。
Some have said it's Zerubbabel, the governor, and Joshua, the high priest.
有人说是这个撒加利亚这个省长和这个大祭司约书亚。
In Revelation chapter 11,
在启示录第十一章,
verse 4,
第四节,
it says, These are the two olive trees and the two lamps which stand before the Lord of the whole earth.
他们就是那两棵橄榄树，两个灯台立在世界之主面前的。
These are the two witnesses.
这是两个的见证人。
We don't know what their names are.
我们不知道他们的名字。
Some people have speculated this is Moses and Elias.
有人讲到可能是摩西和以利亚。Like
at the Mount of Transfiguration.
像是在变化山上。
Some have said it's Enoch and Elias.
可能是以诺和以利亚。
But I think there's a word for us in this.
但是呢，这个话对我们是适用的。
Brothers and sisters, what the Lord is looking for today are sons of oil.
弟兄姊妹们，神现在要寻找的就是那个受膏的神的儿女。
He is looking for us to be sons of oil.
他要愿意我们成为那个受膏者。
Now all we see is they do two things.
这些讲到的是两件事。
They empty the gold out of themselves.
就是讲到他们要把他的油从他们自己。
Or they empty the golden oil out of themselves.
就是把他自己的这些金子或金油能够倒出来。
Into the bowl.
能够倒到这个灯盏中。
Which goes through the tubes.
然后经过管子。
Which goes into the lamps.
然后进到灯里面。
Which lights the testimony of God.
能够点燃神见证的灯。
These are the sons of oil.
这就是那个受膏者。
Now I believe this is a message to us.
我相信这是对我们的信息。
There is a very great calling on our lives.
这就是对我们的生活的一个呼召。
He wants you to be a son of oil.
神愿意我们成为那个受膏者。
Only thing that's required is one thing.
一件事情所需要的。
That you be willing to be emptied.
就是你愿意倒空自己。
These sons of oil know the cross like nobody else.
这两个受膏者。
And because they're emptied.
因为他们倒空。
They can be filled.
他们可以被充满。
And because they can be filled.
因为他们可以被充满,
they're what we read in Ephesians 4 verse 16.
是在以弗所书4章16节,
they are joints of supply.
他们就可以来联合。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great calling.
这是一个极大的呼召。
Are you willing to be a son of oil?
你愿不愿意成为那个神的受膏者?
Are you willing to be emptied?
你愿不愿意倒空自己?
If you're willing to be emptied,
若是你愿意被倒空,
He will fill you.
他就可以充满你。
And when He fills you with a golden oil,
若是他把金油充满你,
it'll be a source and supply for the testimony of Jesus.
就能够成为基督见证的一个源泉。
Well, I think you see this principle all throughout the Word of God.
你可以看到这个原则, 整个的圣经都,
the Lord, it says in Psalm 22,
在诗篇第22篇,
the Lord Jesus, this prophecy, this messianic prophecy of David.
这是大卫关于弥赛亚的一个预言。
He says, I am poured out like water.
我像水一样被倒出。
You think of the woman with the alabaster flask.
我们想到那个有,
how she came into the Lord's presence.
就是那个用极贵的拿达香膏膏主的。
And she took the alabaster flask.
她把那个拿达香膏,
and she poured it out upon the Lord.
她把那个香膏倒在主的头上。
She was empty.
她是被倒空。
She emptied all she had.
她把她所有的都倒空。
And the Lord Jesus said the greatest thing about her.
主耶稣对她讲了很宝贵的话。
Wherever this gospel is preached,
无论在哪里传福音,
let it be preached about what she's done.
就是要讲到这个妇人在我身上所行的。
She was a son of oil.
她也是一个受膏的。
Now the other thing about the sons of oil,
关于受膏者,
They are to stand before the Lord of the whole earth.
就是要站在普天下主的旁边。
This is the great calling.
这是一个极大的呼召。
You remember how when the children of God at Mount Sinai rebelled?
我们想到在西乃山的神的子民的时候,
Moses came down and he had but one question.
摩西下到山下, 他这样问,
Who is on the Lord's side?
你们有没有站在神的这一边?
This is the great calling.
这是神对我们的呼召。
Brothers and sisters, you are called to stand with the Lord of the whole earth.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们被呼召是要成为普天下，是站在普天下主的旁边。
This is the greatest calling.
这是一个极大的呼召。Well,
my time is up, Larry.
我的时间差不多了。What
we need for the recovery of God's testimony in difficult days is great vision.
我们在这个困难时期恢复神见证的第一点就是
full vision of Christ.
就是基督的丰满的长相。
And to see His house.
能够看到神的家。
Because that vision is so great, we need great encouragement.
因为这个意象如此之大,
and in Zechariah, we get the greatest and the fullest encouragement.
在撒迦利亚第四章,
sevenfold encouragement.
七方面的勉励。
And then at the end of it, there's a great calling.
在最后的时候,
the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro in the whole earth. And today, He is looking for sons of oil. This is the single great lesson I want to leave with you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们, 有一点最重要的一个教训我要,
Now, even if you're not willing, Brother Stephen told us years ago,
江守道弟兄很多年以前给我们讲,
just tell the Lord,
就是告诉我们的主,
I am willing to be willing.
我愿意成为一个愿意的,
if you're willing to be willing,
若是你愿意成为原,
he will fill you with the golden oil.
他就会把金油充满你,
if you're willing to be emptied, and to take up your cross and follow Him, you will not lose your life. You will find your life. And you will have an inexhaustible supply of golden oil through the Holy Spirit. And you're called to stand before the Lord of the whole earth.
我们都被呼召要站在天地的主的面前。
May we answer this great calling.
愿我们来答应神的呼召。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we just commit all these words to you.
主啊，我们把我这所有的话都交在你的手中。
How we pray you would open our eyes.
主啊，我们真是来向你呼求，打开我们的心。
Lord, how we pray you would give us great vision.
主啊，我们何等的需要你给我们这样看见。
Oh, if we could just see things how you see things.
主啊，我们能够看到你所能够看见的。
Just like you said to Peter, say to us.
就像你对彼得所说的，你也向我们说话。
Blessed art thou.
是我们是蒙福的。
Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
不是属血肉的，只是你的。
But my Father who is in heaven.
乃是我们天上的父，只是你的。
And Lord, encourage us.
主啊，你来勉励我们。
Give us your great encouragement.
给我们有极大的勉励。
We don't know what's ahead of us.
我们不知道我们前面的路。
But we know you're with us.
但是我们知道你会与我们同在。
And we know you give the greatest encouragement.
我们知道你给我们有何等大的勉励。
And Lord, even though we're unprofitable servants,
虽然我们是无用的仆人,
we want to be joints of supply.
但是我们愿意与你联合。
We want to be sons of oil.
我们愿意成为你所提到的那个受膏者。
We want to stand before the Lord of the whole earth.
我们愿意站在我们天地的主面前。
And if we do that,
若是我们这样做的时候,
Lord, we believe you can recover your testimony.
我们相信你会恢复你的见证。
In difficult days.
在这个困难的时期。
For we ask this in the name of Jesus.
我们奉你的名来求这一切。
Amen.
Amen.